Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 84.
Hey, Joe, what you got?
Hit and run. She says it came out of nowhere.
You got a description of the other vehicle?
Well, that's just it. There is no other vehicle. Whatever hit her was on foot, and according to her, invisible.
Give her a sobriety test?
No, she's clean. Check this out.
Wow.
So what do you think hit her?
Well, whatever it went that way.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for downloading this latest episode of Bear Podcast. This is your host, the Nard, and I'm coming straight at you from the suburbs of Houston. Well, at the beginning of the show, you heard a clip from Eureka. It's one of my sci-fi shows that I've been recording on my DVR. It's pretty interesting. Pretty nice sci-fi show. Anyway, this show, it's going to be a very full show right now. It's actually a continuation of some of the audio that we had last week with Babalu and a couple of events and a guy I met there at, well, I've known him for a year now, more than a year now, and met him again at Columbus, Ohio. So, before we go on, let me talk about Columbus, Ohio. Yeah, I was there for the weekend. I really didn't know what the trip was about, okay? So Mike told me, book your flight, go to Columbus, Ohio. Okay, fine. Okay, so I booked it a few weeks ago, and then I flew in Friday night. And then the next thing I knew, the next day we're going to watch the Ohio State University versus Cincinnati college football game. And he gave me a shirt and gave me the tickets, and wow, it's my first college football game ever. It's his first time after 15 years. He hasn't been to a football game, college football game for 15 years now. So we kind of went there and very excited, and it's fun. It's pretty butch. A lot of eye candy too, and a lot of people to see. A lot of OSU won 37-7 against Cincinnati. It's also the first time I've heard of a marching band as famous as the football team itself. Yeah, well, you know, it's you. Okay, so I was going to talk about bars. Yeah, we checked out the bars there in Columbus. Very interesting bars. First, we went to Club Diversity. Yeah, Club Diversity is it's a Victorian style house in the neighborhood. It's a Victorian-style house that was converted into a bar. Interesting. So, wooden floors. It was a two-story house. I went upstairs and met up with a guy named Jack. I think he part owns the place, and I introduced myself and gave me a card. Okay, so it was funny because he told me to go downstairs and talk to the other part owner. And who was actually a drag queen. So I spoke to her and introduced myself. And it wasn't a very pleasant conversation with her, because it's as if he was too busy talking with her girlfriends. So, all right, okay, gotta go. Let them continue on with Mike and the others. We just drank our beers at the back. And it was cool. It's a cool bar by itself. I just don't like the other owner. But if you want to check him out, if you ever go to Columbus, clubdiversity.com, I think that's the website. I'll put the link on the website. And we checked out other bars. Let me see. Oh, Union Station. We checked it out. Pretty cool. And also Q Bar. And what else? Pyramid. We went to the Pyramid, and it's kind of new. It's It's a new bar, I think. A new location. It's been... Yeah, I know. I remember Pyramid last year in a different location. But it's a karaoke bar. They do karaoke a few times a week. And last night was pretty bad. That night when we were there. Because... Okay. If you're going to sing James Blunt, you got to have the voice similar to James Blunt. Okay? And... there was this guy who really was just... he didn't have the voice as high as James Blunt. So, I don't know. You know, maybe you know, you guys like James. I like James Blunt. But it takes a special voice to sing a song. That's just my opinion. Anyway, after that... where else did we go? Oh, yeah, we checked out Trade Winds. Okay, Trade Winds is it's an interesting bar now. Because it's... I think since Wolf's Columbus, Wolf's is closing down, as far as I know. We did check it out, and looks like it was closing. And so we ended up at the Trade Winds Saturday night, and yeah, we checked out the bar. It's a pretty big bar. There's a bar at the back, a bar at the front, the dance floor in the middle, and yeah, it's the way I remember it, it's really, really big. And there's a lot of bears there right now. I mean, yeah, that's where people hang out now, I guess. I think my friends John and Gijo and Big Dave, I think they're the ones, my friends, they're in Columbus. I think that's where they hang out now. Anyway, okay, so... oh, by the way, I also... got to check out Al Rosa Villa where the guitar player Dimebag Darrell, he died back in 2005, I believe, and he got shot there. And yeah, we visited the bar where he used to play. I mean, it's a where startup bands, rock bands or heavy metal bands play. It's called Al Rosa Villa. And I posted the pictures in my blog, in LiveJournal. But anyway, yeah, that's been my adventure for the weekend. It's been good. Okay, so I guess I better go on with the show. And here's the continuation of our interview. Me and Roy were talking to Babalu last week. So here's the continuation of the audio. We're here with Babalu. Okay, so... what you gonna do on September 22nd?
September 22nd. What's coming up?
September 22nd. Sorry, I was, once again, my brain is fried. September 22nd is my DVD release. I shouldn't say release. My DVD taping. Woo-hoo! I'm taping my first DVD and CD for professional use, I guess. And the show is called Full Release, and it's the primary focus of it is pretty much as a marketing tool. You know, I have over an hour of material that I practiced. You know, I've been doing comedy for over 5 years, so now all the material I've been practicing and doing over and over and over again is, like, now ready for prime time. So I'm going to be taping two shows back-to-back so we get a good show. And it's a small little black box theater in Studio City. I just wanted to kind of have a nice little intimate crowd because that I like that. You know, not that I'm expecting a stadium full of people, but I mean, I wanted a tight, full crowd that were, you know, it's my, you know, home field advantage in LA here, and you know, just it's going to be a super fun time. I've been doing so many sets in the last 3 months that it's all working itself out, and I've culminated into one big, long, giant set, and it's. You know, it's going to be for sending it to, you know, casting agents and Comedy Central and HBO and Logo and Bravo and who else, you know, anybody else that wants to see it, I'll be ready to send it to you. Plus, of course, I'll be, you know, selling it for...
of course.
My fans and my lovers, you know.
For your bitches and hoes, huh?
All my hoes and bitches.
It's gonna right. be.
That's gonna be like my Kiss Army, my hoes and bitches.
So it's gonna be your show alone. Anybody gonna be a front act for you, or just really?
Yeah, actually, a friend of mine who I've just recently met about, I'd say 6 months ago, And her name is Corrine Christensen, and she's hilarious. So she's going to open up the show with a little 10-minute set, just kind of get the crowd warm and rocking. And, you know, all my friends have seen a bunch of my friends have seen her and love her. So she was definitely going to be, she's going to be a great additive to start the show and get it going. So
I think I just recently, does she have a MySpace page? I think I just,
she does.
I think I just recently added her. That name sounds very familiar.
Yeah, she's, I think her MySpace is like Corrine K or something.
Yes. I think
yeah,
so.
She's awesome.
I can't be definite, but that name sounds very familiar.
So yeah.
She's going to be
really, she's a funny lady.
So are you excited?
Oh yeah.
Or is that an understatement?
Yeah, I'm super excited. I'm going to be more excited of the day when that Friday comes. I'm going to be just so buzzing. Because it's just going to be super fun and super just high energy. And, you know, I'm going to just try and do the tightest set of my life and make it make everybody walk away going, holy crap, he just did that much comedy. Holy crap, you know. And, you know, I kind of want to, as I said, it's kind of a marketing tool for me. The only demo I have in my possession is this old ass set I did in like 2001. And it doesn't. It doesn't even capture the energy that I've grown into in my comedy. I mean, I used to be very thoughtful and very kind of pacing, and now I'm, you know, I've just worked out my whole comedy act, and it's a lot more of my energy is coming out into it, and it really shows. One of my friends, who's the head of the Gay Mafia, his name is Mike Player. He saw my demo. He saw me perform comedy live first. And then he saw my demo, and he's like, that's totally not even you. You know, you have much more energy now than that demo ever shows. So, you know, as I said, it's going to be a full release, you know, for CD and DVD, but it's also going to be, you know, I'm going to chop it up for demo purposes to send it out to clubs and, you know, wherever anybody wants a tape, I have it. So it's not a, you know, it's definitely going to help me out.
Well, it helps out with, like, Miss Coco Peru, and it also helps out. That's how Dane Cook, you know, got to where he is today, so.
Yeah, Dane Cook's been doing it for, like, 16 years, though.
Yes, he's been doing it forever.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, he's definitely paid his dues. I personally, I think I've paid my gay dues.
Yes.
and the only reason I say that is because, you know, it's bookers at clubs and what have you, do not just book gay comics. I mean, because they know that they see that as a specialty market. So they'd rather have like a gay comedy night with specific gay comics because they know they'll draw a gay crowd versus mixing it up and having straight and gay comics just kind of work together, which I completely understand. So, but at the same time, I'm going to make it happen so that my goal is to be able to just book places without having to label it as it's gay comedy night because, yeah, although I do have gay material, it's my stuff, I try to make it as universal as possible so straight people laugh too because I don't want to make it exclusive, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Always good to be universal. Hello? Yeah. I wish I could watch your shows one of these days, really. You know, because I've only seen you perform in Texas Bear Roundup in Dallas and for about two or three times. And most of your shows
are
there.
You've seen more than I have. I've only seen the stuff he has on his website. So.
Yeah. Well, I've never done... The funny thing is, I've never done stand-up at TBRU. I've performed there 4 years in a row, but I've never actually done stand-up. And I'm hoping... Yeah, well, I'm hoping this year is the year that... Because I talked with the board and we've, you know... just kind of discussed different scenarios for the events. And I told them, I said, it's amazing. The thing I want to be known for and the thing that I'm working the hardest to be is the only thing I've never done at TBRU. I've been a game show host. I've been a host of parties. I've been an underwear auctioneer. But I've never like done what I'm known for, which is kind of funny, you know. No complaints. It's been a fun time, but I was kind of like, I think it's time for me to actually do what I'm best at, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
You're going to do that next year? You're going to do it in TBRU?
Well, that's what we're hoping. In fact, I'm waiting for a call from David Leslie because He's the president, and we're trying to work out what's going to happen next year. I think the theme next year for TBRU is like Prison Break or something.
It's like it would make sense since Prison Break.
Yeah, it is. It's like a, well, it's like oh no, I'm sorry. It's like Cell Block 13 or something.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like a prison theme. Yeah.
Well, I know TBRU just announced their theme, which is going to be TBRU the 13th.
Wait, that's what I'm talking about.
I'm sorry, not TBRU. I'm sorry, I meant IBR. It's going to be IBR the 13th.
Oh, nice.
And the rumor is, I don't know if this is true or not, the rumor is that they're trying to get Elvira to appear as their special guest. So
That'd be awesome.
That would be awesome. So
Miss Cassandra Peterson herself.
Yes.
Yeah. So
that'd be cool.
So yeah, I have... I would love to perform at IBR too, but I don't even know how to break into that because I have this feeling that, you know, that's going to be the holy grail, I think, when it comes to performing, just because of the fact that I think IBR has got a vision right now that they want to bring in bigger names than their local, you know, the local talent or the underground talent. I think that's why they got, like, you know, Waylon Flowers and Madam or whatever, Madam last year.
Yeah, they had Madam as the last one.
Yeah, so there's, you know, I can definitely understand that they are going to try and draw bigger names than, you know, local performer or, you know, someone you don't know yet that doesn't have a TV credit yet or anything like that. So I completely understand that, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. Anything could happen, so.
Yeah. So, okay, about your DVD, you're going to sell it on your website and stuff. So what's your website, by the way?
BabalooRocks.com.
All right.
So it's BabalooRocks.com.
Listeners out there who's never been to his website, it's a blast. My personal favorite thing to do on the website is, of course, always seeing the gay Paul Stanley pick of the week.
Go ahead
with you, and I can understand why you do it because, yeah, I mean, some of those pictures I see, I'm like, oh my god, you know, when I see these. What made you start doing that?
Forever and a Day, and probably the reason why I loved Kiss so much is because I there was always that like hint of gayness in the entire concept of Kiss. I mean, really, I used to do a joke, and I've never done it as a part of my solid set. I've always dabbled with this joke, but I used to talk about how pretty much Kiss is the cross between a drag queen and a leather daddy, because they've got they've got the best hair, the best heels, and the best chaps, and it's, you know, it's just this big, like, sort of like drag mime leather daddy thing. And
Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence.
Yeah, they've got it. Yeah, if you look at it, they're pretty much leather Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence with personalities like that. And you know, I've always joked about how Paul Stanley is the gayest gay of the gay. You know, like, he's super gay and very effeminate. I mean, and I always joke, I can guarantee you, I'm sure he's not gay. Because I think he even has a kid and a wife or whatever.
He's been married twice.
Yeah, so I'm sure he's super heterosexual. But whoever's taking his photographs is like, look, Paul, you need to gay it up really bad. You need to totally pucker those lips, show us a little titty, you know, make it happen. And he fucking does it. He's like, yeah, I'm going to be pretty. You know what I mean? He just like... I don't know what demographic or what lady is looking at him going, oh, I love a guy who just totally makes out with the camera like that. It's so hot, you know. He's like, you know, he has so many poses where he's just like the expression on his face pretty much is like, ooh, you know.
Well, my partner thinks that actually that Paul Stanley and who is it, hon? Dixie Carter were separated at birth, actually.
Dixie Carter. That's awesome. I think Lily Tomlin is kind of part of
Lily
that.
Lily Tomlin.
But I mean, it's just crazy. Like, he has the gayest photos. And as I said, I think all of his photographers and all of his, like, his handlers were like super homos because they were like, here, hold these roses and put one in your teeth and take a picture. And it's like...
Well, even whenever they come out with an action figure for Kiss, you know, all of them look rough and tough in their, their character. And then you get to Paul Stanley, and he's fabulous.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly. Well, that's the other expression in some of his is like, hey, what's up? Hey.
It's more like
the best picture I ever saw of him, and I've got to find this thing. I'm somewhere on eBay. I'm sure somebody has it. In 1979-80, they did an album called Dynasty, which is pretty much their disco album, which is where I Was Made for Loving You came from. And the tour book has, you know, like full spread pictures of them, you know, and like talks. It's so weird because like they talk about each member in some sort of ethereal sense, like the Space Ace. Don't look into his eyes because the worlds and the moons will collide. And it's so fucking creepy. It's weird. But Paul Stanley, his picture, his large picture is him on some sort of like silk bed that's all purple silk. And he's wearing his big bobbly, you know, disco outfit. And he's holding a giant goblet of wine. And he's got his like... his index finger in his lips, like biting on it, like hello. It is the gayest photo ever I've ever seen, and if I ever find it, I'll send it to you, or you can put it on the website or whatever. It's so unbelievably gay. Yeah.
I never thought I would hear anything gayer than any of the poses Prince ever struck for the cover of Love
it's
Sexy.
Totally,
but that takes the cake.
Well, Prince was pretty much like androgynous from the get-go. But Paul Stanley is like singing about, you know, hey ladies, and you're like, what? Why are you asking, what are you talking about ladies for, dude? What do you know? And it's like, yeah, it's just kind of a mind fuck. It's like, you're not, you know, he's like, where are all the pretty girls out there? Why are you asking? Why are you asking about girls? you want to suck it.
But not only do you deal, you know, there's a lot of stuff to see on your website, you know, that you can download examples of your comedy. You talk about, you know, something you and I have in common, which is, you know, the pop whoreness.
Yes.
You talk about all your
obsessions.
Yes.
Ranging from wrestling to Rocky Horror and Dynasty and, of course, Kiss and the Match Game.
Yes.
And plus, also, you got lots of pictures up there. Speaking of Rocky Horror, I mean, I'm sure you've heard that Shock Treatment was released for the first time on DVD this week.
And you'll laugh because I've never seen that movie.
Oh, it's not as extreme as the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
And I think that's why I kind of avoided it, because Rocky Horror was like, that was the gold for me. And when I heard it, because I heard about Shock Treatment when I first started seeing Rocky in high school. And I was like, really? What's that? And everybody that told me about it, I was like, yeah, it's not so good. And I'm like, well, then forget it.
Yeah. The ironic part, though, is that, you know, it celebrates, apparently it's turning 25 this year. That's why they're releasing it.
I feel great. I haven't seen it yet myself.
And apparently, because the whole thing, it's set 5 years after Rocky Horror Picture Show, and apparently the town of Denton has become one big giant television studio. So now, the way that the movie is done, apparently it's become accidentally an allegory for today's reality TV obsession.
Wow.
Yeah.
Weird.
Very weird how, you know, here it is 25 years later and now the movie's relevant.
Yeah.
That's weird. That's so strange.
So I recommend checking it out. Just, I mean, especially, you know, with being as big of a Rocky Horror Picture Show fan as you are, I'd recommend seeing it at least once just so you could say you've seen the sequel to the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll see it. It's not like I'm avoiding it. Like, I don't want to see this thing. It's just... I've just never done it.
Can you wait for it on HBO or something?
Was that?
Can you wait for it on HBO or something?
Oh,
I doubt it.
No, no, no. Yeah, it'll never. It's never been, and it probably never will be. So, I'll wait for it. I'm sure a friend of mine will get it, or somebody will get, you know, a copy, and I'll have to just watch it.
What's great is they couldn't get Tim Curry apparently to come back for the film because it was at the time when he was trying to sweep Rocky Horror under the rug.
Yeah, it actually destroyed his career, right?
No, absolutely not. Are you kidding me?
He went on to do Clue, for crying out loud.
Well, not only that, but like, the Rocky Horror thing kind of broke him a bit out here. And, I mean, he was always a theater person in London, and you know, so this, I think he was just more... I think the reason why he was kind of like trying to sweep it under the rug is because he didn't want to be only known as Dr. Frankenfurter. He didn't want to be typecast. He didn't want to be like, you know, you're always going to play creepy, weird characters. He just tried to make that like, yeah, I did it. Whatever. Move on. I do other things. And it's where he's been in a lot of things ever since then.
He was just recently on Broadway and Spamalot. In fact,
He was in Hunt for Red October. He was in, you know, Clue. He was in...
Well, he's actually in three movies that have a cult status. Besides Rocky Horror and Clue, he's also in Legend.
Yeah, so Legend as well. He played the demon.
He played the demon in Darkness, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, he's made...
He's in Home Alone. Home
what... He's made quite a living for himself outside of the Rocky Horror realm. Yeah. And plus he has music too. He had three albums back in the late 70s, early 80s. So that's quite a gem to listen to if you ever get a chance to hear his like
I've heard his version of Baby Love.
Really? Well, yes. Those aren't from the albums though. That like he has this whole like New York swagger, you know, kind of New York Dalzy meets Mick Jagger kind of swagger music that is so amazing and it's super fun. I'll have to bring you a copy of the CDs and you know you can listen and go, holy crap, this is super like New York, you know, kind of, you know, sax solos in every song and you know kind of cabaret-ish.
Sax, Maynard, sax. Sax. Get your mind out of the gutter.
Sorry. Are you lubed up right now? What is your deal, man?
Yes, Maynard comes pre-lubed.
Exactly. I can't, you know, I can't see you on Skype, but I can hear the squishing.
The
yeah.
Squishing. Sorry.
Yes, he's over there busy producing little jellyfish.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's it.
Nice. Nice butt.
Yeah, sure.
So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
All right, let me interrupt this interview with Babalu with Woof, what a bear feature. Okay, this is a friend of mine. His name is Gilio. He goes by M.R. Gilio in LiveJournal. I met him last year in... Wolf's Columbus in Columbus, Ohio, and it's the first time I met him. And the last time I saw him, he was wearing a leather harness, and I was expecting to see him in leather harness last weekend, but he wasn't. But it's okay; he was wearing a New York Yankee jersey. Yeah, it's good to see Gilio again. So if you check out his website at mrgilio.livejournal.com, I'll put the link on the website. It's He's a very talented photographer, and he's a musician too. He plays the piano, and we were chatting, and he was talking about being able to play music pieces, and we're talking about his son. He plays his roommate's piano and stuff like that. And I asked him about his photography. I believe he's got an SLR, and he also has a very small camera which he snaps shots with. And it's amazing how this guy takes pictures, and he knows how to handle black and white pictures and filters and whatever editing software he does. I don't know. I really don't know what he's doing, but he takes good pictures. Bottom line. Okay, so if you ever get the chance, check out his website at the LiveJournal. It's MRGUILLO, Mr. Gilio. At LiveJournal. Okay, let's go back to Babalu. Have you ever been to Houston before?
I have never been to Houston. Never.
Houston? Maybe never you could come over for a bear watch next year or something.
Maybe
you can relax.
Talk to your people and have them talk to my people. When I say my people, I mean me.
Oh, as long as Babalu goes to bear watch done up as Pamela Anderson and he does the slow motion run.
I'll do it. I'm a whore. I'll do it. You know.
Oh, one more thing. I remember that movie shoot that you had that you were a nun.
Yes. Tell us about that.
There is a movie that's in production / post production. That is called Gay Bed and Breakfast of Terror, and it's a kind of from what I know about it. Because I'll be honest with you, I don't know enough about it. I didn't get to read the script or anything. It's a campy horror movie, and loosely from what I know about it, it's a mom and a daughter who are completely fucked up, and they own a gay bed and breakfast, and what they do is supposedly lure in gays and lesbians in and kill them somehow. And I don't know, as I said, I don't know the backstory as to why. I don't know what the motivation is. I don't know how it ends or anything, but I got cast to play a nun because there's two, well, there's two flashback sequences. The daughter has a flashback about her life growing up in like a Catholic school and her fantasy, because she's, I guess she's like lesbian or something, and she flashes, her flashback is that the nun is really attractive and totally into her and like very flirty, and you know, it's all a big wonderful fantasy world that she lived in. And the mom's flashback is of the girl being crazy and like dry humping the girls on the playground and like just being dirty and just mean and weird. And I play the fugly nun who constantly, oh, nice. Like, who consistently, like, scolds her and punishes her. And there's one point where I drag her across the ground by her ponytails because she's sticking a piece of chalk up her hoo-ha, and like sidewalk chalk. And, you know, and then at the next scene is, or one of the scenes after that, the mom is coming to the parent-teacher conference, and she walks in on the girl stabbing me to death on a table. So,
nice.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting being stabbed to death.
Well, you can say that you have officially had a death scene in a slasher film.
Yes, absolutely. It's kind of weird, too, because it was a retractable knife. It's like, you know, it's a plastic knife, but it retracts into the cartridge. Mm-hmm. And it's, even though it's not stabbing you, the fact that she's pounding you on the chest with a plastic thing still makes you feel like you're being stabbed. So it's not hard to get into any sort of character because you're getting pounded on the chest with a plastic hard piece of, you know, so it's just constantly like, so you're like, oh, you know, it hurts.
Oh, wow.
That's
kind of sounds like a joke.
That's the first time I've seen you clean shaven.
It's been a long, I think I shaved my face like 2 years ago for a year and a half ago for Halloween. But it came back right away. I don't think I took any pictures of me shaving it, so...
I'm going to have to shave my face this year for Halloween for what I'm doing, so... I don't like the way I look when I shave, though. I look like...
Really?
I look like Jonathan Winters minus 30 years.
And if
that's funny.
And if you have a goatee and a shaved head, you look like Drew Domkus of the Don and Drew Show.
Yeah. I look like Drew Domkus' fat twin brother or something. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I don't. Yeah. I. You know. I don't have a problem shaving my face. I'm not one of those. You know, like, oh, I gotta have my beard. I can't live without it or whatever like that. I'm like, you know, if they. You know, told me to shave my head and shave my face. They're like, I'll do it. I don't care. How much you pay me? Okay, great. I don't consider myself to have a great beard. I, you know, it's there. It works. I keep it trimmed and, you know, kind of tidy pretty much. I don't let it go all. Because if it ever grows more than a half inch, it gets all crazy and scraggly, and that just doesn't look cute on me. So I know what works for me. You know?
Yeah.
Well, you're cute with or without a beard.
Oh, go on. No. Seriously. In fact, pull up a picture of me and tell me how cute I am. Really. Go to my Bear Phone 1 and add me on your guest book.
Ooh, the guest book. Ooh.
Oh, it's so dumb.
Yeah, we
you know what? The guest book is totally missing, like, things like, you chose that picture, and, you know, ew, go away. And, you know,
ew.
Yeah, just ew. Just ew.
Or, the only thing I see there are wolf or hug.
Yeah, it's like, it's wolf, hug. It's so like, it's like Valentine candies. That's all it is. It's like, be mine, you know. You're great. You know, it's so ridiculous. I don't understand. I seriously wish I could hack. If I knew enough about computers, I wish I could hack it so that I could write my own things like, you know, nice red cherry butthole. And, you know.
Nice black cherry.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, I don't care about your truck. Why are you taking a picture next to it? I don't care.
Of course you could hack it and you could type in bacon.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I just want to type bacon in. Bacon!
In case you don't know, Maynard, Babalu has this theory that we should do away with the word woof and replace it with bacon.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Bacon.
Exactly. Well, I mean, said if the way for me to say it in order for it to work is I would have to do it Homer Simpson style. Yeah. Bacon.
I would have to say it like that dog commercial, whatever, the dog food commercial where it's bacon! It's bacon! I just go, bacon! Well, I laugh about it because I seriously want to start a website called baconisthenewwoof.com. And and if anybody ever questions it and goes, why is it bacon? What's that sounds stupid. And I'll say, really? As stupid as woof? I mean, really. Yeah, because woof makes so much more sense. You know? Because there's so many people I know. I don't think there's a single person I know that is not in on it that gets that woof is kind of ridiculous. I seriously don't know. But like, I've talked to people who even woof at me online, and I'm like, I don't say woof anymore. I say bacon. And they're like, what? What do you mean? And I'm like, woof is dumb. Bacon's the new thing. And they're like, okay, bacon. Well, you know, they just, it's like whatever you can feed the masses. It's like bacon's it. It's new bacon. I want to make T-shirts that say the word bacon on them and have the bear flag colors in bacon. Like, it's just, you know, and as I said, I'm not trying to downplay the bear community in any way. Like, oh, yeah, it's stupid or anything like that. But it's so funny. I don't know anybody who seriously uses woof and takes it so seriously that they don't get it, that it's like there are people out there that hate it and go, I'm not a dog, this is, you know, don't woof at me, don't bark at me, it's dumb. You know, if you, why don't you just say hi to me and, you know, say you're cute rather than woof, you know?
Or they can just be blunt and direct and say, I want to throw you to the bed and rip your clothes off.
But it doesn't, you know, I mean, how ridiculous do you sound, really? Woof, it's like, come on, really? Yeah,
no, I just heard it from others and my.
Oh no, it's been around forever. As I said, it's a part of bear community history. It's never going to go away, and it's never. As I said, I'm kind of doing it tongue in cheek because it's funny. It's just like bacon. You know, I want to just start yelling bacon at people and see if they react. You know, because really, you know, when you smell delicious bacon, you want some of that, don't you? But I can't say the same thing about woof. I can't go, oh, woof is so delicious.
When I smell delicious dog, I want some.
Yeah, you know, if I smell bacon, I want to eat some of that bacon. So I'm going to yell bacon at you. That'll get your attention.
The smell of a wet golden retriever just gets me going.
Woof. Or actually, I think of it like, you know, an equivalent of the... You know, just like that.
Totally a wolf whistle. Oh, I totally, you know, yeah, it's totally a wolf whistle. But I kind of think of it this way: you should totally be, you know, able to. I mean, I think there's enough self-esteem in the bear community nowadays, and if there isn't, maybe we just need to make that happen somehow. Where people should just be able to walk up to other dudes and just go, "What's up, hot bitch?" You know, or something. You know. You know, rather than just stand 20 feet away and go, woof! You know, it's like, oh, boy. Oh, you know.
You just walk up to a guy and tell him you want their hot man chowder.
Exactly. Like, and, you know, honestly, in all sincerity, I think maybe it's just me. Maybe I just have the nuts to walk up to dudes who I want to totally be like, hello. You know, rather than, you know, stand away for, you know, stand in the hotel lobby and just bark at people. It's like, you know, so it's just, it's funny. And as I said, it's never going to go away. I'm not saying, oh boy, you know, bears are dumb because they say woof. I just think the phrase woof is, I think it's time we retire it. I think we need a new phrase. I think we need a new hot catchphrase to like make us more updated because, you know, people don't call televisions anymore. They call them TVs and boob tubes and TiVo and, you know, so we need to update the bear community. It's been, we're overdue.
Yeah. Anyway, guys, hey, I think we better wrap this up.
Oh, no, I want to keep going. It's number 4 on our podcast. This is like the extra edition. Like, if you want more podcasts, go to here.
Yeah. The after show, like Oprah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, want more Oprah? Come on. Yeah, watch on Sunday.
Go to the Oxygen Network.
Exactly.
Thank you, Babalu, for your time. Oh, gosh.
It's great having you on the show. It was great finally actually talking to you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I had a great time. I love doing these things. They're fun. And now Skype actually works on my computer, so.
Oh, at long last.
Did it in modern now. It's
I think we did it before with Yahoo, I think, when I talked
to you. Yeah, we did Yahoo on my boyfriend's computer. Now my Mac actually Skype works, and I have a built-in mic, so it's beautiful.
I got to get one of those.
Now I can do internet phone sex. Awesome.
Wow, plus video.
Yeah, woo!
All right, okay, thank you very much, Babalu. Okay, everyone, visit babalurocks.com. And also, hey Babalu, keep us updated about your DVD and stuff, okay?
Of course. Are you kidding me? I won't be talking about it. You're like, shut up already about your damn DVD. You bought it already. Christ, you know.
Wow, that was a very long interview with Babalu. Okay, here are events for you guys. Lucky Bear Weekend 2006 in Las Vegas, Nevada, October 6. A fun-filled, uncomplicated, and unscripted Las Vegas weekend for bears and friends from all over the U.S. and beyond. With lots of extra time for gambling, shopping, being a tourist, enjoying a new show, and having fun with local bears. This fun weekend is just for fun. No beauty, fundraisers, or other contests. No set program to follow, but a free-flowing weekend for everybody to enjoy Vegas the way they want to. In the company of fellow bears, of course. And remember, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Okay, visit their website at luckybearweekend.com. Bear Boot Camp 5 on, where is this? Washington, Port Townsend, Washington, October 6. Okay, Bear Boot Camp is a relaxing and fun time for bears to be housed inside a large and heated two-story multi-room military barracks. Have great professionally catered meals, 2 to 4 entrees per meal. Yum. Shower together. Mm-hmm. 4 shower rooms, 2 on each floor. Nice. Hike through the dark gun bunkers. And do what? Play board games and bear twisters. Do BYOB belly button shots. Wear military attire. Get an Army, Navy surplus thrift shop. So, yeah, I guess there's uniform night, maybe. Yeah, so check out the website at... check out the website. bearbootcamp.jonathanskaraoke.com. Okay, so it's a blast, so enlist now. Okay, bearbootcamp.jonathanskaraoke.com. Okay, I'll put the link in the website. Next will be Oktoberfest in Denver, Colorado on October 6. Come to Denver and the Front Range of the Colorado Rockies for our annual autumn spectacular. This year's theme will be Phantom of the Rockies. Okay, Phantom of the Rockies. Fun food camaraderie at America's longest running bear event. Really? Is it really? How many years? Okay, so check out the website at frontrangebears.org. Okay, next will be Buffalo. Okay, Buffalo Bear Trap 2, October 6 in Buffalo, New York. Join the Buffalo Bears and hundreds of bears from around the U.S. and Canada for a weekend of party, laughs, and hot bears. The Buffalo Bears decided to organize the Buffalo Bear Trap so that bears can converge together in the city that was made famous by the Erie Canal and chicken wings. I love chicken wings. Make it hot. Okay, BuffaloBearTrap.com is the website. Furball 13, The Mystical Bear. Nice title. In Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Okay, October 6. A weekend-long event taking place on the Canadian Thanksgiving Day weekend. It's in October 6. Okay, featuring good food, entertainment, fun, and election of our title holders. A contest? Could it be a bear contest? See our website for registration information and including a poster and hotel information, the program of events and registration forms in Canadian and US dollars. Wow. They even have that conversion, huh? Okay, bcbears.org is the website. Okay, Big Men's Weekend in the Desert 2006, Palm Springs, California on October 6. We had such a great time at last year's Big Men's Weekend that we're going back to the Cathedral City. It's a Cathedral City Boys Club on Columbus Day weekend. But this year, we'll have even more great indulgences for your pleasure. I wonder what. Friday night's welcoming party will be followed by movie night. Settle in with popcorn, candy, and other goodies in our outside theater under the stars. Okay, so the website is bigguyevents.com. Okay, all the links will be on the website for you guys to check out. Okay, my partner will be coming over. Mike will be coming over this weekend. It's going to be the Houston Gay and Lesbian Film Festival. Okay, so something local this time. It's from September 23rd to 25th. It's the 10th annual Houston Gay and Lesbian Film Festival. And it will screen feature-length films and short programs at the Angelica Film Center in downtown Houston. So the website is orbitweb.com/HGLFF, as in Houston Gay and Lesbian Film Festival. Yeah, HGLFF. All right, got some listener email here. Shout out to John. Okay, so thank you for email. Okay, he says here, I have listened to the podcast about Bear Watch 7. Yeah, that episode was really, really, really interesting. Okay, great show. I want to plan my next vacation around Bear Watch 8. If you would please let me know when to purchase the run package, that would be great. It'll be my first bear run. Really? Okay. What city are you from, John? Okay, slowly but surely, I'm catching up on your shows. We'll probably be able to catch up by the rest of the next week on my flight out to San Francisco for Folsom Street Fair. Interesting. I want to be there, too. I'm jealous. What a go. Okay, so, thank you, John. Thank you for emailing me. Okay, so for more info on Bear Watch, it's still in the works right now. It's going to be... usually it's the weekend before Memorial Day weekend. So just watch out for the events that we'll post in HoustonAreaBears.com. And of course, I'll be promoting the hell out of it. And I'll be posting videos. You guys may have seen videos from way back. If you go back the calendar, for go to the archives and look at around May, yeah. You can check out the videos and the podcast on that event. Okay, I've also been communicating with Tony. And you guys might know him as Porno Cub in LiveJournal. Yeah, so he's such a nice guy. I've been emailing him back and forth. And let me read his email here. Let me find it if I can find it here. He's got a website. His partner has a website. Let me see here. Oh, okay, dailywave.com, without an E. So his partner's website, it's lots of sound clips there, he says. Lots of time to get it. Okay, so check out the website at www.dailywave.com, and the wave is WAV only. Let me check it here. Let me see. Click. Let me see dailywave.com. What does he have here? Might be a good source for some audio for Bear Podcast. What do you guys think? Yeah, okay, so check out the website. I'll put the link on the website. Okay, what else is going on? Oh, yeah. Belated happy birthday to Caesar. He goes by Sneezer Cub in LiveJournal. And he just turned 30 and dirty. Okay, happy birthday, Caesar. And maligayang bati sa'yo. He's a Filipino also. He's a fellow Filipino. Okay, so what else am I going to play? Oh, yeah. I have an audio from Excalibur. Let me just play it.
Greetings and salutations, everyone. It is Excalibur. Hello! This past weekend was an interesting weekend for me because I got to experience my first ever Pride celebration here in Dallas, Texas. And I decided to let you know exactly what went on during the whole entire Dallas Pride celebration. Okay, so
First of all, on Saturday, it was Gay Day at Six Flags Over Texas. It was unofficial Gay Day, but it was still Gay Day. Now, this was my first time ever attending Six Flags Over Texas, and I must say that I had a good time. Despite the extreme heat and humidity that decided to attack us that day, I did have a good time. My favorite ride that I was able to ride, believe it or not, was the bobsled roller coaster that's there called the La Vibora. It was simplistic, yet I had a blast with it. No, I did not have the guts to go on the Texas Giant. I heard that there's just, it can cause back problems, so I didn't want to take the chance. And there's no way in hell I was getting on the Titan, a 200-plus foot drop. I have a bad heart, so no, thank you. The thing that got me, though, about Six Flags Over Texas was that there is no shade whatsoever at that park, and I guess that must be a staple with all Six Flags theme parks, because I've been to Magic Mountain, I've been to Marine World, and there's no shade either, so what the fuck is with that? The Justice League of America, the characters from the Justice League of America walk around the park now, and I gotta tell you, their outfits leave very little to the imagination, especially the Flash. You could definitely tell what religion the man was, and you could definitely tell how well hung the man was. And I'm like sitting here and I'm going, this is supposed to be a family-friendly park, and I can see the outline of your cock. Wear some underwear, damn it. What the hell? Now, not only was it Gay Day at Six Flags, but it was also Christian Evangelical Day, and they made their voices loud. I understand freedom of speech and everything. We have as much right to, you know, be pro-gay and everything, and they have the right to, you know, say whatever it is the hell that they say. However, they took it to a level that was just flat-out rude. For example, when we're waiting for the park to open, here I am, I'm standing there, and I'm with Chris, and there was a lesbian couple that was with us, and there was a couple of other gay men that were standing with us as well, and when this one, like, getting gay with kids, or, you know, whatever the fuck, up with people type Christian group came out of nowhere, saw that we were gay, decided to suddenly gather around in a big giant circle, and did this loud, up with God, yay Jesus chant. That just was so unnecessary. I mean, yet all the evangelicals around them cheered them on as they were doing this chant. But I'm sitting here and I'm going, you don't see us walking around Six Flags going, we're here, we're queer, get used to it, shoving our quote-unquote propaganda down people's throats. Why are you doing this? I mean, it's amazing that they claim we go out and recruit people, yet here they are like little soldiers going out to try to recruit people. This reminds me, the movie Jesus Camp just recently got released. I'm going to make sure that I go see it so I can give a review to you guys, because this is a movie that has fascinated me, because I looked at the trailer and I saw the way that the kids are being brainwashed by this Jesus Camp, and all I can think of is Nazis. So anyway, back to Six Flags. One other thing that got me that day at Six Flags was there was this couple that Chris and I labeled Romeo and Juliet. And the reason why we labeled them Romeo and Juliet was because they were all over each other. We ran into them twice. Once at the SpongeBob SquarePants ride, the second time at the train ride that goes around the park. And they were on each other, they were kissing. It was just like one of those get a room moments. And I understand young love and everything, but if you paid this money, it's like $45 to get into Six Flags, and if you've paid that money to go to a theme park ride, and all you're going to do is stand around and latch to each other's hips and lips and make out in public and everything, go get a fucking room. You know, use that money to go fuck in a bedroom or something. I don't know. You know, you're wasting our time, and we don't want to see it. So, anyway. Sunday was the actual Pride Parade, and somebody should have played Barbra Streisand's Don't Rain on My Parade, because that's exactly what happened, and it rained hard. I mean, idiot me didn't bring an umbrella, and neither did Chris, so we got drenched. Chris doesn't mind the rain too much. I'm not used to being rained on that much. I mean, yeah, the rain was nice and warm, because in the Bay Area, when we get rain, it's like ice pellets hitting your skin. So this was like being in a shower, but when it just continues and goes on and on and on and on, and your clothes just gets oversaturated with water, it gets to the point where you just don't want to feel wet anymore. And I got really waterlogged, and if it wasn't for the fact that there's all these decency laws in Texas, I would have taken my clothes off and I would have been there naked, because it made no sense for me just to stand there still wearing my clothes that were soaking wet and felt like sponges. So I just might as well be naked and get it over with, and if I had some soap, I'd scrub myself up and take a shower. But no, we have decency laws in Texas, so I wasn't able to do that. Overall, I was very impressed with the parade because it was actually on time and there was no delays. With my experiences with the gay pride parades in the past in San Francisco, it's never started on time and there's always been delays, either caused by some sort of activist group of some kind. So it was nice to see a well-organized parade. Bruce Valanche was the celebrity grand marshal for the parade. And I hate to say it, the way that he was sitting on the truck that he was in, he kind of looked like the way South Park portrayed Sally Struthers in that one episode where they made Sally Struthers look like Jabba the Hutt. That's what he looked like. I was just waiting for him to go, Jabba Deep. I was waiting for that to come out of his mouth. I've decided next year that I'm going to march in the parade. As some of you probably know, I'm joining the Dallas Bears. I've never marched in a parade, and I've never belonged to the San Francisco Bears, but I've been talking with the Dallas Bears, and I like what they have. I like what they're presenting, and I'm going to become a member of the Dallas Bears. And I've always wanted to march in the parade, never have. It's time for me to change that. So next year, I will be officially marching in the Texas Pride Parade. So, all in all, I had a great weekend. Went to the Roundup again, which was having a huge Pride party. Had an absolute blast. Like I said, the Roundup is becoming my favorite bar out there. Not to take anything away from Throckmorton and the Eagle. I like the Throckmorton and the Eagle also. It's just something about the Roundup that I like. I think it's probably better eye candy. Now, before I take off, there's a couple of things that I wanted to inject here. For starters, I want to congratulate Maynard for recently having an honor bestowed upon him by the Houston Area Bears. Recently, he won the Scott Mackey Award. The Scott Mackey Award was started several years ago in memory of the member of the Houston Area Bears by the name of Scott Mackey, who was not only very active in the gay community, but was very active in promoting the Houston Area Bears wherever he went. Maynard won this award because of not only how he promotes the club and the community, but he's very active in promoting the bear community as a whole. And if you've been listening to this bear podcast for quite a while, you know that that is the gospel truth. This was one of the main reasons why I got involved with Bear Podcast, was because what Maynard is doing is absolutely needed. I mean, he's a shining example of how people in the bear community should be. He does not exclude anyone. He's open to everybody. He promotes everything that is positive about the bear community, and he's just absolutely, I want to almost go as far as say he is a bear fanboy, you know, but in a good sense, because he promotes the positive so much and is just a shining example of what can be accomplished in this bear community, and just fully supports not only the Houston Area Bears, but the bear community on a whole, that he so deserves this honor. So congratulations to my co-host Maynard on getting this award, and I want to thank Ray Priest for pointing this out to me. Okay, I'm on my way out of here. Today, I'm recording this on Tuesday, September 19th. That means tomorrow is Wednesday, September 20th. A busy day for me. I have an interview with the Container Store. This is my second interview with the Container Store. And just a little FYI about the Container Store. I found out that they receive over 500 applications per month. And when they did the group interview, they only selected 20 out of those 500 applications per month that they receive. So that means who knows how many months they've been collecting these applications. And they picked out the 20 that impressed them the most. And I went to the group interview, and apparently I made such a good impression that they want me back for second interview. So please light your candles, burn incense, say prayers, whatever it's going to take to get my ass out of Disney. Second of all, tomorrow night, Don and Drew from the Don and Drew Show are in town. and they're going to be taping at the Absinthe Lounge in Dallas. They're going to be doing their first ever live studio audience show, and of course, I'm going to be there. So as soon as that episode of the Don and Drew Show is posted, I will let you know. Okay, I'm out of here. Take care, everybody, and I'll see you next time. Bye!
Thank you. Thank you very much, Roy, for the kind words. Yes, I wasn't expecting that when I was editing this. So, last weekend was Houston Aero Bears anniversary party, and I missed it because I was in Columbus, Ohio. Yeah, and thank you, Houston Aero Bears, for the award. Really appreciate it. And, Roy, good luck on the container store. And I hope you could score some Tupperware for our listeners. Okay, so that's it. I'm going to wrap this show up. And alongside with this, probably I'll be posting maybe this week, if I get the chance, the Sudden Decadence videos. So watch out for that. Okay, so what else? Yeah, that's it. I'm going to wrap up the show. Thank you, everyone, for listening and downloading the show. And you can send me email at I forgot my email. Oh, bearchaser@bearpodcast.com. You can send me voicemails. Yes, we can play it in the show. That's 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. And visit the website, www.bearpodcast.com. Where else can you see Bear Podcast? You can also check out the MySpace page, myspace.com/bearpodcast. You can sign or you can log in Frapper and put a push pin in the map so we could tell where you are. It's Frapper, frappr.com/bearpodcast. Also, if you want to go directly to a feed, it's feeds.feedburner.com/bearpodcast. Okay, so where else? You can find me in... You can find the Bear Podcast in Podcast Alley, in Yahoo. You can Google it even. Just type Bear Podcast. You'll find Bear Podcast. You can play the audio on the webpage. Or if you have an iPod or an MP3 player, you can download the MP3s. Speaking of MP3 players, iPod Shuffle is out. The new iPod Shuffle from Apple coming out in October. Check it out. It's pretty cool. It's as small as a clip. And it's cheap. Check it out. apple.com/iPodShuffle. Alright, so that's it. I'll see you guys next week. And watch out for the Sudden Decadence videos. Thank you everyone for listening. Many wolves and many hugs.